This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. When a city votes down a real estate developer's plans, generally the issues are technical questions involving traffic and visibility, zoning issues and the like. Pleas like this one from college student and Bayonne resident Summer Al-Gabahi are unusual.
We're not going anywhere. This is our home. We are you. We are your business owners. We are your janitors. We are your teachers. Hopefully I will be one of your social workers, and I cannot wait to work with this community.
But this Muslim resident, along with many others, failed to convince the city of Bayonne, New Jersey, to allow the building of a mosque and community center to accommodate worshipers who have been meeting in a local church. Zoning regulations were the reason given by authorities in a vote this week, but WNYC reporter Matt Katz says the way this local controversy developed, there's a very strong feeling on both sides that a religion, Islam, was on trial.
The local Muslims in the town, they bought this old warehouse for $1 million. They raised the money. It was on a dead-end street, and then they wanted to knock it down and build a mosque, so they had to file the paperwork with the town. And that's really when the controversy started. You saw flyers in town referencing 9/11, and hundreds of people started coming out to zoning board meetings. The process went on for about a year and a half until it culminated with this very, very tumultuous meeting. Here is a resident and opponent, Lydia Elraheb. She started reading from what she called English translations of the Quran, and she ended up calling Islam a so-called religion.
I'm not making this up. I'm reading it right out of the Quran. Okay. And do not kill your children for fear of poverty. We provide for them and for you. Killing them is a grave sin. And yet how many children have died under this so-called religion? Religion doesn't do that. No other religion.
Wow.
Yeah. There was another resident opponent, John White. He called for an ideological test. He said he wanted to ask the Muslims in the community what they really, really believed. And then he said he's not racist for two reasons. One, Islam is not a race, so he can't be racist. And also, he noted something about his doctors, and that raised some eyebrows in the room.
I'm very happy that several of my doctors, who are excellent doctors, they're also Muslim. I have nothing to say negative about them. I am not a bigot.
I mean, it's not the case that it's much of a debate, usually, when a religious institution decides to build in any community in New Jersey, yes?
That's true. They're fairly uncontroversial decisions. With mosques, though, people don't really seem to know what to expect. With the church, you know it's going to be busy on Sunday morning. With a mosque, people hear that Muslims pray five times a day. They wonder whether there's going to be traffic there five times a day. There's so much unknown about the religion itself among a community like this, which has traditionally been Christian, that leads to a lot more questions and concerns about the impact on the local neighborhood.
Where does it go from here?
You know, the Muslims in town could look to the Justice Department. There's a history of the Department of Justice suing local towns that reject mosques. There have been several cases in the last few years in which local boards have rejected mosques in towns. The Department of Justice comes in, sues, and the mosques are then approved. But, you know, there's a question whether this Justice Department under Attorney General Jeff Sessions would really be amenable to continuing that like they had under President Obama. The other option would be to do what so many other developers have done with so many other kinds of buildings in the past, and that's go back to the drawing board, adjust the plans, and, you know, maybe make the mosque a little bit smaller so it requires fewer parking spots, and then go back before the board and hope things aren't as controversial the next time around.
WNYC reporter Matt Katz focusing on an issue controversial in Bayonne, New Jersey. Thank you so much.
Thanks, John.